Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We can have lots of fun. Step two. There's so much we can do.
Is that new?
Now, have
the
we
block?
Got enough?
Yes.
Have we got enough booze in the vicinity?
Vicinity booze is good.
That is almost full. I didn't do Prosecco. I did Cremant.
Oh, I prefer Cremant to Loire.
I like
That's Cremant. My favourite.
Yeah, because I know.
Cavar as well. Cavar bien.
Cavar bien.
Cremant. I imagine that's the French word for dried spunk.
Oh, je suis Cremant.
You have a little bit of a Cremant.
And we're off.
Okay. Oh. Yes.
Speaking of which.
Yes. Do you like some spunk in it?
Thank you. Oh, it is dry.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies Christmas podcast.
Hooray! Ho, 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 Ellie. And guess what? We have two guests. Once again this year, we have Nurse Jessie is back, everyone. We are absolutely thrilled. And who else have we got? We've got Sam!
Well done. You've been working on it.
Yeah.
Tilt your mic up a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, it always happens to me like this.
Yes. You got the droop.
It happens to every guy. But now it's too high, so it just needs to be level with your mouth.
That's what they all say. Yeah.
So, we've been doing the Scummy Mummies podcast for how many years?
7.5 years now.
What?
So this is our this is our 8th Christmas podcast.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And every year, I think except the first one, when we had the lovely Charlotte, we've had Steve Hill on the podcast.
Yes.
Because, like, as we always say, Jessie likes this bit, Christmas is a time when you have to invite people you know through circumstance or blood relation round that you don't really like, and you have to spend time with them. So it's tradition, Sam, that normally we have people... We just have the same people, really. But Steve can't join us this year. There's some sort of flu going around. I can't remember.
I believe so. But actually, his excuse that he gave for not being here tonight was Chester FC, which is his favourite football team, is playing on the TV. And so he has chosen, dear listener, the television over us. I mean, who would want to miss out on this?
Knowing how manic he is about that football team, it's funny to me that you say, like, that's his favourite team. Just like there's, maybe 5 or 6 others.
Yeah, of all the footballing teams, that is the one.
Chester's his favourite one.
He loves that one. It's like having a favourite.
I mean, he likes all of them, but Chester's his favourite.
So, Jessie, you've come back. You're a loyal member of the family. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very well, thanks.
Yeah, and I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
Well, I've got a bit of a high temperature and a cough, but apart from that, I'm absolutely fine. Can anyone smell anything? Because I can't. Anyway, I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, what's that bat doing in your bag, Ellie?
I just like cricket. So welcome. So I feel like it's a bit like when you take a new boyfriend home for Christmas.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it
feels
like.
Is that what it feels like to you?
Yeah, I'm surrounded by slightly drunk women who are looking at me weirdly.
We are here to judge you, Sam.
That's
Will he be as good as the last one? But I feel like in terms of this year, like, you know, I got rid of an old bloke I had, so I mean it feels kind of poignant that we've got we've just replaced an old one with a new one, so that's nice.
Yeah. But you're not sleeping with this one either, just to be clear.
No, I'm not. No.
No. But us not doing it doesn't make our relationship slightly eggy.
I love the word eggy. We don't have that in Australia.
Oh, it's
eggy.
Big at school. Yeah,
was it?
But, well, it means different things to different people. At school for me, it's like if you got a bit cross when someone said something a bit like to tease you.
Yeah.
So someone would be like, oh, haircut or something like that. And they're like, shut up. And I'm going to go, ooh, eggy, eggy, eggy. Like, it's when you kind of got a bit too angry.
Oh, okay.
That's when you were eggy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Learning. There you go, Australian listeners. You've learned something. Very good. Excellent. That's why we brought Sam on the podcast.
Exactly. Welcome, Sam. Welcome to the Christmas podcast.
And thank you. I got a lovely invite. I mean, the double act thing is very clear. Like, in my double act, I was the one that was bad at admin and stuff like that. And my invitation email that I got from Helen was a sort of a breakdown of the kind of things they want to talk to. At the top, it said, "Dear Sam, thank you so much for doing this." And then every other time I was mentioned, my name was Steve. You changed the one at the top, the one at the end, and the 30 other references to me.
Is though as well, Sam, you think that's because we of Steve Hill, who we normally have on, but actually we asked your double act partner, Steve McNeil, first of all, if he could
yes,
do it, and then
great.
He said no.
Okay, said no. And that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
No. He's too far away, the cab was too expensive.
Yeah.
The thing is, we know there are many listeners who listen to every podcast, so this year, very, very excitedly, we had Sam come on the podcast to talk about divorce and all sorts of other things, and it was a huge hit, so we thought we might as well get Sam back.
May as well. We had you on your episode was called How Not to Get Divorced, Sam. How's that going?
Yeah, you're still adding to it.
Good.
Are you officially divorced? Have you got...
No.
All right, you haven't got the absolute.
Let me tell you why. I keep going onto the .gov website and it says, and I say, I type in my password and it goes, no, that's not it. And then it says, okay, look, enter your email and we'll send you a link. And I do that and then it never, ever comes.
Oh.
And that's when I give up. So, but I should get on it. There are two
you're not getting a voice because of admin.
There are two reasons. My potential future mother-in-law listened to the last podcast I was on with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to make a quicker apology. I kept referring to my partner as my current partner, which was noticed by Linda.
Hey, Linda!
In Hereford. It was noticed.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Looking out for Linda.
So she's very... she is not my current partner. She is my partner.
Well, Linda's your current partner.
I know. It's very awkward. That's why she got so jealous.
Do I mean nothing to you?
You're dating my daughter? Lovely Linda and Clive up in Hereford. So that one. And the other one, she's...
I like that you've got amends from the last podcast.
She's not. I get the impression she's not particularly delighted about the fact that I'm still technically married, which is something I just kind of forget about because it doesn't actually really affect anything.
No,
yet.
Yes.
So I need to get
you're
divorced.
You're looking out for Linda.
Hey,
yes,
we're all looking
right.
out for Linda. She's a lovely lady.
So I'm witting you've actually walked into a Scummy Mummy's Christmas podcast tradition, which is every podcast. We have a number of shit traditions.
Yep.
One of them is that Steve Hill always says it's his birthday on December the 11th. And then what do you say, Jessie?
It's my mum's birthday on the 11th of December.
And what's your mum's name, Jessie?
Linda.
And we always say, Happy birthday, Linda!
Oh, happy birthday, Linda.
When's Linda your current mother-in-law's birthday?
Current mother-in-law.
Well, no, they're not married, apparently.
Oh, okay. They're not married, but they're annoyed with you for not being divorced.
No, you said...
No, my mum.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he's confused. We've confused him already.
Oh, hang on, okay, no, I've got confused. Yeah, okay, yes, that was the cremon. The cremon has gone to my head.
Your Linda is your current mother-in-law.
Is my potential future mother-in-law. But Linda is your mother and as presumably always been.
But yes, when indeed. Is Linda your mother-in-law's birthday? Come on, Sam. We must have it committed to
me. Hey, instead of me answering that question, why don't you guys go fuck yourselves?
Listen, we're getting through these traditions. I'm loving it. Now, one of the Christmas traditions is usually Nurse Jessie has a new job. Do you have
every
a new
fucking
job?
Year?
Not every year. Not every year. Twice.
No, but
out of however many years I've done.
Or an MA. You know, it's always something new.
Within the same field, I'd imagine. You don't, you don't sort of become a bin person and then...
Yeah, no, when she was a milkman. And,
did you become a milkman?
Milkwoman.
Milk person. A milker.
Ooh.
Milk steward. Milk tender.
A milkulator.
Milk smith. Oh, surely the best one. A milkmonger.
Oh, I was going to say that. Was
yeah, sorry.
No,
I tend to take over.
My milkmongering days are over, right?
Milkmongering brings all the boys to the yard.
Jessie, what's your new job?
I haven't got a new job.
Oh, amazing.
I've got the same
Christmas
job.
Unless you've got a new job.
I do not have a new job.
You have had a new job because...
It was over a year ago.
No, but you're doing more COVID stuff this year because COVID arrived this year.
And COVID you said... stuff. Oh, cool. It's a good time for you. Good time. Yeah, look, it's big right now.
It's been
right
great.
Now, right? Yeah.
It's been the best year.
Yeah, a lot of COVID
tell
stuff.
Us about, yeah. Tell us about COVID.
Yeah, I haven't heard enough.
Well... It's
what
a virus.
Anyway? Oh.
So
you can get it by kissing.
Can I just say it's so nice to be so close to so many shouting strangers.
We're socially distanced, Sam. We've spent literally hundreds of pounds on this equipment so we could sit this far apart.
Who said that?
Mm.
Oh, was that you?
You know what?
Give us a wave. Who said that? Oh, there you are.
We're not in the dark. I would like to spend the next half an hour talking about the merits of the vaccine, personally, because I haven't heard enough of that.
The vaccine?
The vaccine,
the vaccine, Charlene?
Vaccine.
Okay. Vaccine. The Australians invented it now, did they? Yeah, right. You haven't got a new job.
I don't have a new job.
Right, check. But you have been at the front line of COVID, so come on, everybody.
Clap, clap for the NHS. God knows they don't need cash. They just need
We just need claps. I have not been on the front line, and I am hugely grateful for everybody that has. But I have done little bits to try and support the NHS effort.
Mainly supplying the canteen with milk. Sam,
I'm not gonna laugh at
her.
We're laughing.
That's what she's here for.
Can I
medical
take,
support.
Seeing she's not on the front line, can I take my clap back?
We'd all like to take the clap back, Sam.
I don't have syphilis.
Oh, well done.
I'm clapping
now. Cheers. This year,
did you realise that when you woke up and it wasn't the 1800s?
No, because this year I had a funny eye.
Did last time I saw you?
I had a funny eye, and so I got a funny eye because I hopped in a hot tub and I had various other dalliances that made it a bit kind of germy. So I had a funny eye for about 2 months, and they wanted to test me for everything. And one of the things they tested me for was syphilis. Why was that, Jessie?
Because it can present in the eye.
Don't a lot of people with syphilis tend to exhibit sort of large mental...
You're about to say they're very jolly.
No, they don't. Really they tend to go like
there are some psychiatric,
psychiatric issues. Symptoms.
Yeah, they're like a bit loopy.
Maybe
so
that's also why
they were like,
checked.
Yeah,
let's like, ask our medical professional. What are the symptoms of syphilis, Jessie? Come, don't look at me like that. You're a fucking nurse.
Yeah, but I haven't Being done anything to do with sexual player. Health for years, so I can't. You know.
All right. Anyway, but I was there was a couple of weeks where I was waiting to get the results back from my syphilis. My syphilis. Radio 4.
I like syphilis at Christmas. Pastry skins.
What's the name for a daughter, isn't it? Syphilis. Come yes. here. Oh, silly.
Leave gonorrhea alone.
I did know a candida.
Today's discharge. Yeah. Mauve.
Oh my god! But such a happy. That's one of my reasons to be cheerful in 2020. Is I don't have syphilis, either in my eye or in my. You know,
never.
I mean, yes. I don't have typhoid. Can I be cheerful about that?
Yeah, you're setting the bar low with that, aren't you?
I don't have polio.
Oh, wonderful.
I survived that tsunami.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I was in London.
So, Jessie, you've got nothing to report. You haven't had a new job. You've not got syphilis.
No syphilis. No new job. I haven't got divorced.
Right. You literally just here to be laughed at. That's fine.
Very good. Very good.
Sam,
yeah.
What have you, it says on Helen's running order, what have you been up to since we last caught up? Are you into your festive baking? Mm-hmm. Show us your piccalilli. Tell us about ant and or deck.
There you go. Well, I can answer that in one simple phrase. I've contracted syphilis. no festive baking. I'm not a baker. I don't
know
the exactness
of it. I don't like baking.
It's too
fiddly.
Didactic. It's too like, you have to do this. I like, you know, to guess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm flamboyant, man.
No, you just, anything goes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just feel, it's like intuitive baking.
It's just, you know, it's fire and it's oil and sexy and it's, you know... Yeah, whereas baking's kind of, you know, it's like being wanked off by a matron. It's all very present.
Well, Jessie would know.
Oh, no, ask Jessie's partner. What is it like being wanked off by a matron?
Jessie, are you all right? Jessie, this is what you're here for. Don't let us down now, yeah? Don't go, Jessie.
Let me know when you're close and I'll pass you some kitchen roll.
Anyway.
But you did an advert. I don't know if you're allowed to talk about this. You did an advert with Ant and Deck this
Another
year.
Another advert with Ant and Deck.
Mm.
Who's funnier, Scummy Mummies or Ant and Deck?
You're very different. I mean, you guys are here now.
Yeah.
But the difference between you two is that they would never ask me, who's funnier, us? Or the Scummy Mummies.
Scummy Mummies.
They're very nice. They're very nice. They're
very nice. They are. Let's see that Geordie accent again.
Okay, I'm Ant and Dick.
That's not bad.
Thank you very much.
The other night, we had a tech failure on stage in Milton Keynes. And there was no sound and coming out of anywhere. So I improvised, and Ellie was off stage dressed as the boy from The Snowman. And so the first thing that came into my head was I said to the audience, pick an accent and I'll do accents, right? And so I filled some time. And then
this,
I looked
let
at
me just say, this is weird. This is the exact same thing I do when I can't get an erection.
Really?
Yeah.
You do accents?
Like, go on, give me something. I'll riff.
Jesse, when you're wanking off people in your matron's outfit, if they can't finish, do you start doing your aunt? Because you've got Irish heritage. Do you start doing your Aunt Rita?
I can't do any accents. I'm absolutely shy to accents.
That is the best approach to accents, though, I think. It's just to do with confidence and no ability. Yeah, so that's what happened.
What accents did you have to do?
Oh, because I got the audience to shout out, like, Welsh. And I said, look, it's only white people, please, because otherwise... That's not...
You only let white people shout out. Helen,
listen.
You're not in Australia now, love.
Anyway, but I kept doing it, and then it came to pass that the tech guy was actually ready, and he had just watched me like humiliate myself for 5 minutes. I said, "Are you ready?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I've been ready for ages." I was like, "Oh good."
So yes. So what should we do? Highlights of the year.
That would be good.
Would anyone like to go first with their highlight of the year?
Well, we got to go to Centre Parks.
Oh yeah, was that this year?
It was
that in
this
February.
Year.
Was that we your birthday in February? Yeah,
we actually managed to go to Centre Park.
What else was good this year?
My daughter started secondary school.
Very, very good.
She's all finding it all right. Weirdly,
I thought about it weirdly, and I was like, the kids at primary school, it's so nice because they're in this safe kind of, hey, colour that in, and hey, everything's fine. But secondary school can be a leery place.
It can. I think she, given it's the second child, you know, I think she was ready for it, put it
right,
that way.
Okay.
And I tied in my house.
You tidied your house with
this
Olivia?
Year?
With Olivia.
So Jessie and I, as well as having Ellie in common.
Yeah, I was going to say, that should not be in a way, that's a low light if you just tidied your house just the once.
We had a lovely lady called Olivia Hayworth who came into our house, who went to school with you.
She did.
And she's come into my house a couple of times and just gone, oh dear. And then she arrives and basically for 3 hours we get big black bin bags. She puts them all in black bin bags and then drives them off in her
takes
car.
It away.
And then you go, like a declutterer. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, yeah, she's like pro. But she just makes like the bookshelf like not wonky. I mean, it's amazing.
She started out as a burglar and then she was like, oh no, people want me to do this.
Yeah, like this place looks great.
Yeah.
That's a liberating thing. I know Ellie Gibson has talked about Marie Kondo in the past, and you've self-tidied. You're very efficient, but I can't see it. It's like the Matrix. I haven't taken the green.
You know,
pill.
You live in a privileged society when you refer to it as self-tidying.
Please take me down a peg. That was very.
I've actually washed my own cock today. I've got to tell you, it's liberating. I should probably open a fucking Twitter account and Instagram. Get rich off it.
Oh my god.
I'd had years and years of stuff being dumped on me from various corners, like
you're into.
I've tried to help you.
You have.
Fair, but it would always end up with me holding things up and you going, me going, nobody wants this, Jesse. Nobody wants this. And you're going, but maybe if I can get the stain out, and me going, no, Jesse.
You'll never do that.
It's the kind of thing, it's like one of those tea towels that has each of the kids is represented by a drawing that they did themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
And you look at it and you go, I don't know that school and I don't know any of those children.
It's been a big drama at my kids' school today because the tea towels, Christmas tea towels have arrived. The kids have all been sent home from school, and so and like the parents are like, well, can we come and pick up the tea towels? But the tea towels have to be quarantined for 72 hours.
Shut the fucking
Seriously,
door!
Because they're wrapped in plastic. Apparently, that's a thing. So no one's. So there's all these people going, "That's my mother-in-law's Christmas present."
Yeah.
What am I supposed to tell Linda?
Pictures on Facebook of loads of tea towels on the town. Like, fuck it. And they're never very absorbent tea towels. They're always very thin. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's almost like the repel. It's like they've been waxed. You know, it's not.
But isn't it weird that anyone ever used them? Because it's a bit like, hey, Dad, look, I drew myself, and these are all my classmates, and what an incredible memento of a time. You're like, yeah, fantastic. Well, the dog's just pissed on the floor. Yeah. Use that.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah.
So is that your highlights of the year, Jesse? Done? Have you got any more? Come on.
That'll do. Oh, my neighbours are brilliant. That's all.
That's it. No, are you swinging with them? Because otherwise I'm not really interested, to be honest.
No, we're doing advent windows.
Oh, yes. Tell us about your window, Jesse McCulloch.
That sounded sincere.
Yeah. Sorry, I was actually just picking up some meat.
You can't be sincere when you're trying to finger some salami.
Okay. So a different person's window decorates it and it lights up every day. So we've had several open their windows of a night. And I've got
and you go and look
tree.
At windows. It doesn't sound less like swingers.
I've got a giant tree.
The West End Theatre
is a tall man, but that's a very unkind way to describe him.
Theatre has closed down. There is no culture left in England, but at least you can go and see some windows.
You can go to Jessie's house. Just say your address now, quickly, so people can go and see it. Mm. You can go around Jessie's and you can watch Dave standing in the window dressed in trees. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
I mean, most people just drive to a woodland and leave their lights on.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Thank you. Moving on. All right.
I think, Sam, you should go next. Have you had some happy times in 2020, darling?
I have.
Good.
So before lockdown, Dot and I...
Your partner.
My partner.
Now and for always.
Yeah.
Don't... Yes, potentially.
Remember podcasts are evergreen.
Yeah.
It's got a very long tail.
It's got a long tail.
We never really spent more than a day or two together per week. Mm-hmm. Moving in together and suddenly being with each other, not just living together, but being with each other.
Yeah, not just for Christmas. Yeah,
all the time. And we didn't realise until sort of later on that actually it was, oh, fuck, that was okay. But that could have been awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be my highlight. And, you know, us kind of
your relationship not being shit. Good.
Yeah. And, you know, it'd be great with the kids and, you know, and
no syphilis.
You know,
and
no syphilis. Eye or flaps.
No syphilis. No diggity. You know that song?
That's how that goes.
Is it the same amount of syllables?
Yes, it is.
Giggity.
Yes, syphilis.
But no diggity goes, surely no diggity.
No diggity, no syphilis. What were you doing?
But it goes, no diggity, gotta bang it up. She's going, no syphilis.
Ba-da-ba-da-bup. I was just doing.
Which is, if you don't treat the syphilis, is how you're going to be talking to your family in 10 years. Ba-da-ba-da. She should have got that eye thing. Looked like. Do you think she's got like one of those old types of AIDS?
I'm going to call this episode Merry Syphilis, everybody. So I'm going to say that.
Pissed the other night and rang one of my lovers and I said, I was like, oh, how are you? And then I was like, oh, I'm just letting you know I don't have any syphilis. And he's like, oh my god. And he said, I guess that's a good thing I don't have syphilis either. I was like, no.
How does he know? He doesn't really know. He can't be sure. You might be asymptomatic.
Or he's thinking, oh, so it was the one after Helen.
Bad at dating.
It sounds like you're doing really well.
Oh, anyway,
that's a lovely story.
I think if you're having to get checked for some of the most oldie timey venereal diseases, I'm saying that you are getting laid. And who are you sleeping with? Like people in like armor or jodhpurs? And...
Are you a time traveler?
King Charles II. Yes.
Yeah.
Mike, can I share my highlight of the
year? Yes, you can.
My highlight of the year. Sorry, now it feels awful because I'm about to say when your eye was really bad.
Eye was bad.
Your eye. So Helen, for anyone who doesn't had an eye thing this year, Jessie, stop laughing. It's not funny.
Jessie. She's a nurse. She doesn't get to laugh at people's ailments.
You had an eye thing, which transpires is fine, and that's fine. But at the time, it was quite serious, and you had to go to Moorfields for a little operation. And I came to visit you in the hospital because I'm a very good friend and person.
And she was in a pub down the road.
And I was at the pub, yeah, working just down the road. Yeah, yeah. So it was like 15 minutes walk. Like, fuck it.
Oh,
I was
God,
like, then, split the taxi.
Judged on expenses.
Yeah, yeah. On expenses. So I went to see you, and bless you, you were all like wobbly, sort of coming round from the anaesthetic, and I was looking excellent. And I went in.
She had a very short skirt.
Did have a massive trainers. So I went in the bathroom, and then I heard while I was weeing, the nurse, what did she say to you, Helen?
She said, "It's so lovely that your daughter has come to visit you." Here I was, having had my eye and my eyelid like cut open, gone under general anaesthetic to me to come to,
And it turned out to be the best day of my life.
The thing is that Ellie was in the loo, and then I just, you know, coming through from my anaesthetic, I said, "Did you hear that?"
And I was like, "Yes, yes, I did."
Redoing your makeup in the mirror, like, motherfucker.
Oh my God. I was like,
just getting some more lean bands out of the pocket, you know. Yeah. Just like, yeah, baby.
That's right. She just took off her rollerblades. And anyway, so.
Came out with a lollipop, like. Yeah.
You didn't clap for the NHS that day, did you?
Nope. But no, oh my God, that was so funny. But yeah, I mean, coming out of anaesthetic and then to find your best friend there, it was a lovely thing. So that was a highlight for me as well. And also, when she said that, I was like, we are going to fucking dine out on this for the next...
That's a good thing about 10 years. Doing comedy stuff and with a partner, is that when something dreadful happens to you, you're like, but this is so much stuff.
Yes, isn't it? Isn't it the gift?
It's all content.
Yeah.
But you don't want to call it content, but it is. It's stuff. Yeah. It's bits.
And I mean, I'm not saying I wish you did have syphilis, but it would be great content.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
It's a whole Edinburgh show, that.
Oh, you'd get a pilot immediately.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
Yeah, yeah. And you want me to do it in the eye? Yes.
So anyway, that was my highlight of 2020, Helen.
Can I?
I feel like I probably should have said my trip to Japan with my parents or Centre Parks with Jessie or whatever. Yeah. But also,
you went to Centre Parks as well.
But also, because I'm a modern woman and I like when my partner is happy, I think you should talk about your love for Jamila, your Italian. I think that is one of the highlights of 2020 because Ellie Gibson, off brand, has been doing Italian lessons like 2 to 3 times a week. But you've got a lovely new friend, haven't you?
Italian.
Yeah, and then I went on this thing called Preply, and I found this tutor called Jamila who lives in Rome, and she's 25, and she's
like Tinder without the sex, basically.
She's amazing, but she's like the person I sort of wanted to be when I was 25. She's Italian, number one, and like she's really clever. She's like got her shit together, and she's got 8-year-old twin brothers, so she knows like. Oh, I do realise I'm now talking like I'm talking about someone I'm going to marry. But
that is a lovely thing, and I think when you love
she
someone,
awesome.
When I Brilliant. you know when you've got a friend and then you see the joy that another person gives to you, then that is a joy for me because I'm like, oh my God, like, and often I'll come over to do some work and Ellie will still be doing an Italian. I go, ciao, ciao, Jamila, come stay.
She loves you and she's been following, you know, your syphilis adventures.
Yes,
and...
obs, yeah.
Or syphiliso. What is it, Ellie? Come stay?
Sì, alle 8.
Bene, bene, sì, per me?
No, perché, dato che pepperoni.
Okay, non c'è male.
I don't know what you said, but I am halfway there.
I said, at 8 o'clock, you can't because of pepperami.
I said, not bad.
Oh, good. Excellent. Do you know what? I mean, I've got lots and lots and lots of reasons to be happy this year. I mean, yes, my husband left me, but hello, I got heaps of new friends and I am happy. And I love being alone, I found out. And I love waking up in the morning in a king-size bed by myself. And I love being a household of three. I have 2 new cats. I didn't know I liked cats. I really like cats. And I found out that one man didn't love me. But then I found out thousands of women did. And that was a lovely thing. So that is my reason to be cheerful. Sometimes gifts come in different forms. Like you think that gifts can be a positive thing, but actually it was a gift of something, you know, that I was scared about, and a gift that I was didn't think I wanted, but then it turned out I really needed it. And so that was a really awesome thing to happen. And I just remember in the middle of the night ringing people in Australia going, oh God, you know, he's gone and I don't know what I'm going to do. And this friend called Nellie rang me and she said, he's done you a favour. Mm-hmm. You don't know this yet and you're in a different state, but he's left you, but you're going to be okay. In fact, you're going to be better. Yeah. And so so I think they're the reasons to be cheerful is really brave friends who kind of went, it's shit. They're not going to kind of sugarcoat anything. Because I think when you're dealing with someone who's really sad, you kind of wanted to say everything's going to be fine, but then that's not necessarily the right thing to say. You're going to go, it's shit and it's hard and it's fucked. You can't
have a long view in that moment.
No. It's impossible because no, you're in the mud.
Crash has just happened. It's yes. You're not thinking about the insurance or, well, I suppose actually if we get the money on this, I could get the new Volvo.
Yes.
You're thinking about, are the kids dead in the back?
Why weren't you there at 2 a.m, Sam?
Well, I mean, it's kind of this old thing, isn't it? And I don't want to sort of step on what you're saying, because it was very, very lovely. But it's, the, you know, the whole, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it feels very kind of like an old platitude. But it does. I mean, if someone sort of says, hey, 2 free tickets to Horton Towers, you go, yes. But you don't, in that moment, go, shit, not only did I get 2 free tickets to Horton Towers, but now I'm a better person.
Yes.
You're nothing. If anything, yeah, you're a bit spoiled. Because someone's giving you those free tickets to Horton Towers, and who the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when something like that happens, it does require you to, you know, the leg, if you break your leg, is this right? Tell me if I'm wrong. But I heard, maybe I'm wrong. If you break your leg and it heals, the heel tends to heal stronger.
Ish.
Can you just say yes for the sake of this? Yes,
no, no. What you need to do is that
you
analogy
were right about her. She does shit on everything everyone says.
No, but people often use that beautiful Japanese technique of of repairing the broken with the gold. Yeah.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Like in teacups and things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like and also the break is so much. Yeah, the break is what makes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is why I'm cheerful. But also, I just, you know, I think, you know, I've had this incredible opportunity to rebuild myself, but also realize what I love and like play the piano and love friends and all that sort of stuff that, you know, and also that lockdown afforded me as well. I don't know what other people felt like as well, because you just had to, sadly look kind of inward and your world became smaller, but then you kind of resaw what you had, which was pretty kind of cool.
What a time for it to happen. It kind of must be the worst time, but in a way the best time, because you've kind of, you know, you've had to go to the gym on it. You know, it's been like a real training,
yes,
you know, like, it hasn't been sort of like a 5K run every 3 months. It's been like, fuck you.
You're not getting off the treadmill. No, you're on it. So, yeah, so that has been really good. And, and also just, I like that the Scummy Mummies kept going. Like, we could have, and also that I would say one of the highlights of this year would be our listeners and our followers as well. They've been really awesome. Yeah. Like,
we sort of felt like we had a whole army of women and
5% men behind us.
That's a huge bonus, isn't it? Because you can't, you know, you can't sort of say to someone like, look, I know it's tough now and you'll get over it, but I mean, do you actually have a massive podcast following? Because if you do, I can really recommend leaning on those guys. They will support. You don't. Oh, okay.
Oh well. Never mind.
Maybe you could ask him to come back. I don't know. Have your boobs done or something? But you're a very, you know, this is the Cremant.
Cremant, hello.
You're a very lovable person in all of the ways, as in, you know, like friends and listeners and all that stuff. So in terms of that, you haven't got to worry or, you know.
Yes, exactly. But no, I think that's it. I'm like, I don't know. I just, it's been like the worst and the best of years, I think, in terms of, I don't know, and it's been hard for many, many, many people, but, you know, what a great year for you know, realizing what you love, I reckon. It's not very funny, though.
No, but this is the section of the podcast where people have had a good laugh, and now they're like going, oh, fuck, I really relate to that.
Yeah.
And then, like Ellie's thing, it says, do an emotional thing. cynically do an emotional thing. It says, use Helen's separation story, really bleed that. I can't read it. Yeah. Really bleed that out. And then do like, and then pretend to be drunk and do a funny thing at the end.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
This is such a corporate fucking deal.
Like I think we nearly ran the marathon. That was the other highlight.
We nearly ran the marathon. Let's get tattoos.
Congratulations. Where did you nearly come?
We nearly ran a marathon.
Me too. Because why not?
Because you're worth it.
You know, because we did the big podcast in June where we talked about the separation for the first time. And I could not have been more surprised by how many people messaged us about it, who had been like 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years out of divorce and going, you're going to get through this. And people didn't have to do that. Mm. And it's interesting that when that kind of experience happens, people want to give back because they know. And you know, and the same with you when Joe was born premature. People, and it isn't easy to talk about when you go through something crap.
This is a survivor's thing.
It because, is, yeah.
When you've done something, there is this kind of, when someone reaches out or someone's going through something, there is this weird urge. And I sort of worry, like, is it this urge? Is this urge kind of like, oh, I can give advice and then feel really good about myself for being such a great guy?
Yeah.
Or is it this kind of almost survival, evolutionary thing where you kind of think, oh, no, I know about this one.
Yeah.
Like, the leg isn't going to fall off. It's okay. We rub a dock leaf on it or whatever
it is. It's not syphilis. It's not syphilis.
So, no. Just too much cremant in that eye. You need to blink, woman.
Jesse's just slowly disappearing into our Christmas jumper. Just help me. Help me.
Anyway, what I'm saying is everyone's awesome.
Except from that guy.
Except from that guy. Exactly.
But you are particularly awesome.
Oh, thank you. And so are you, Jessiness.
Jessiness.
Jessiness, that's what we say in this country.
And actually, shout out to Jessie, because one of our other highlights for me this year is we went away for the weekend to your lovely friend Huey and Joseph's chalet.
Chalet in Le Kent.
Cross of Cremant.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely time and we went to the fire station.
That was very good. So we had like 2 days away and I still had my wedding ring on and Ellie had brought a variety of lubricants in the pool. We had lots of different oils.
I mean, you always carry it with you. But, yeah.
I never know.
Yeah, exactly right. So we tried like virgin oil, we tried butter, all sorts of things. Ellie was lubing me up on a Friday night, which is, you know, obviously one of your standard. Yes, exactly. Work day. And we couldn't get my wedding ring off. And then we went to the internet, didn't we, Ellie? And what did they say?
Well, you know, I looked it up and apparently the firemen will cut off your wedding ring if you just turn up at the fire station. Yeah, and then we...
Did you actually go?
Yeah.
Did they actually do it?
Yeah.
So
they were amazing.
It was a sunny day.
With the jaws of life.
Yes, they did. So we woke up and we were all determined to make this happen. It was an hour's walk in the sunshine. We walked along the seafront of Kent, of Deal, and we knocked on the door of the fire station and no one was there. And we're like, come on, we've made it. It's a bit like, you know, in National Lampoon's Vacation where you go to Wobby's World and you're like, come on, fucking hell, we've done this. And eventually the fireman opened the door and I said, can you remove my wedding ring? And he's like, yep. And then by magic, three other guys, and I think time kind of slowed down and there was some backwind and then three men with bulging muscles and
they all look like Patrick Swayze
they were Patrick Swayze and so I was sat down and you two said just kept looking at me, Helen, and they got a power saw and they were going meow, meow, onto my ring and like
Hang on, but let's get the first bit of the story, but okay. that bit sounds good. But
yeah, and so I had one man with a hot power saw cutting through my ring, and then there was another man with ice who was stabbing another man dabbing me, another man with just fairy liquid lubing me up, and then another man,
me and Jesse, like backing dancers, just quivering.
And then there were two, so there's one man holding me and two men pulling apart my ring.
Oh, hang on.
And I tell you what else, Sam, they had massive helmets.
Go Good lord.
Oh, my God.
It was, could you write this down?
And then they sort of like slowly, slowly, slowly jimmied it off. And then I was free and we all cheered.
And they got their hoses out.
Yeah. That's good. But what an adventure. What an amazing adventure. Yeah. As I've said, it took one man to put the ring on and four men to take it off. So, yeah, it was a highlight of the year.
Yeah. So thank you very much to the men of Kent Deal, of Kent Deal Fire Station.
All four of them.
Expanding Helen's ring. You're out, Sam.
Yeah, I bet it's absolutely destroyed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, I've still got the scar, but it is like just slow. Yeah. And I think it takes about a year to go.
Yeah, mine's gone. Yeah. Which finger is it? Yeah, it's gone. But it's almost still there. A little bit. But...
How long are you out?
2 years.
Yeah.
Here's another thing I should apologise to my mother, future mother-in-law about. So when we, my wife, ex-wife, separated, we were like, you know, we'll do about the rings. And so we kind of made this commitment, like, we're going to look after the kids. How about our rings become not about marriage, they become a symbol of our dedication to look after the kids. And I was like, fine, I'm happy with that. And then you meet someone new and they're like, cool.
What did you do with the ring? Like, did you have it as like a Prince Albert?
No, I kept it on my finger.
Oh, wow.
This is how badly I can think things out. So I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to keep it on. And so I stopped, me and Doc were seeing each other. It was intermittent and whatever. And she's like, what are you going to do with the ring? I was like, well, it's a symbol of my kids. She's like, right. And then I met her parents and Linda, lovely, lovely Linda, who I love.
Hereford Linda.
Was a bit like, oh no, it was before that. Before we went, Dot said, look, I'm totally fine with you having the ring on as a symbol of your kids. I don't get it.
They're just because not fine.
She's like, because you love your kids, but you don't need to necessarily wear your wedding ring.
Quite right. And she's like,
but let me say, if you go to my parents still wearing your wedding ring, my mum might say something. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do that. So I took it off at that moment and haven't been able to find it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, well, look, guys, I feel like it's already been a review of 2020. I think there's only one thing to do now.
Is it time for ham review?
It's ham review!
Ham review! Ham review! Ham review! Ham review! Ham review!
So, Sam, and also new listeners, here's how it works. Every year, Helen and I cook a ham. We do not tell you, the guests, whose ham is who.
Oh, good. Do you do a different type of ham each year?
Yes, we do. We don't tell each other what kind of ham we're doing. This is the least organised about the ham I've ever been. Today it was an absolute fiasco. I just went for it. I just bust it. Because one of my other favourite guests this year was Melissa from Foul Mouth Food.
Yes.
And we had her, we did a food podcast. And she was like, follow your instinct, you know how to cook. And I was like, all right, let's just throw some beans.
Huge mistake, yeah.
In the thing. Okay, ham A.
Ham A. Jessica. I mean, Jessie McCulloch.
Yeah. Although, as I recall, when you were 9, you used to insist on Jessica.
Did I?
Thank you.
Yeah, you had, it was a thing for her, because we used to watch a lot of Murder, She Wrote.
Was it crap novels we read? Violet Street, Sweet Valley High.
This has an very sort of, interesting dark colour.
I'm getting a bit of marmalade, a bit of ginger.
Marmalade, very strong.
Do you like marmalade?
I fucking hate it.
No, I fruit, isn't it? It's fruit.
Fruit meat.
No, I do like it.
I like the mustard.
I think this is not a ham, it's a gammon.
Yeah, but it's ham when it's cooked, though, right?
Yeah.
No.
Is
oh.
it?
No.
Hang on.
I think ham is ham and gammon is gammon, so you'd have a ham joint. Gammon is something else.
No, gammon is called gammon, and then it, when it's cooked, it's a ham. Don't make me fight
no,
you.
No, gammon
you
is
buy
gammon.
A gammon joint, and you cook it, and it becomes a ham.
So what's cooked gammon, then?
Ham.
I don't know.
No, then what's gammon and pineapple?
Wrong.
Quite.
These are two different things. This is gammon, and it's delicious. You can tell because the texture is kind of, you're getting that bite and that juice, almost that kind of, whereas ham, it's a lot drier.
Are you ham-splaining?
I'm ham-splaining.
Sorry.
Although following that logic, that would mean that I am ham. Ham for long.
Here we go. Ham/gammon. Let's not get into it again. B. Ham B.
Lovely texture. Mm. Sam.
Yeah.
I think we're forgetting something.
What?
Piccalilli.
What goes with ham?
Oh.
Tell you what else goes with ham.
What?
Elderflower champagne. Now, wow. Jessie has bought her own homemade drink. I think we all know what we're talking about. And she's insisting that we drink it.
So, okay, I may have also gone on to the sourdough thing this year.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, come on.
I've never actually made a loaf. I just do focaccia because that's easy.
Focaccia.
Where's Jamila when you need it? This guy should be on the book.
Oh, fuck me.
What?
So, you know, you... Ow.
What did you do, Samuel?
Got believe it or not, I got creme on in my eyes.
This is tricky.
Ham B is quite salty, I think.
Am I allowed to criticise and praise?
Of course. This ham review is not okay. Ham. Everyone has a nice time.
Okay, so ham A, pros.
Yeah.
The outside with the mustard and the marmalade... Gorgeous.
Great.
Really, really lovely. Texture, it's gammon, so the texture is different to ham, but it's very, very pleasing. It was very delicious. Cons, it's gammon.
Right.
And this is ham review. But hang on, I'm prepared to think that I'm prepared to sort of all say, right, okay,
Craig.
If I'm wrong, that's a potential con. Pro of the second one is ham.
Yep.
It has a texture of ham.
Yep.
It's nicely cooked. Cons... The fat outside hasn't been trimmed. It hasn't really been glazed. It strikes me that whoever made that ran out of either time or the will to live.
Final answer, Sam. Ham A or ham B?
Ham A.
What? Ham A.
Ham A. Ham A. Jessie McCullough, I'm going to need your final answer, please. Jessie's got ham A.
Thank you.
Well, I think I can reveal that Helen Thorne has won Ham Review 2020.
Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
They like me. They really like me.
But I've been too shitty about it.
No, that's the point of ham review, man. That's the point of ham review.
It's almost like someone said,
just goes, oh, it's nice.
You know, are my boobs even? And you've kind of gone, no.
No.
It's like, no. It's like, says, what's my ham like? You say, it's very, very good.
But no one's boobs are even.
No.
We all know that.
Come on. Let's talk about Jessie's wine.
Right, let's do elderflower wine tasting.
How do you make elderflower wine, Jessica?
You get a... massive bucket.
Sorry.
Did the firemen help you with that as well?
I did not require any firemen. I went to the brew shop in Broccoli to get my massive bucket.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then you go and pick loads of elderflower heads.
Mm-hmm.
And you chuck
heads.
Them in.
Okay,
just
yeah.
the heads. Not the arms, not the legs, just the goddamn heads.
Just the end, the top otherwise bit, the bulbous bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you chuck them in a bucket with some lemon and sugar and water.
Wow.
And that's it.
That's it.
And, you, and it ferments?
Yeah.
And over
it goes
time.
Goes boozy?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is actually nice, Jessie.
I had to put quite a lot of sugar syrup in it to make it.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And not...
It's nicer than I expected.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling.
So where do you collect the elderflowers?
So some from the park, some from a friend's
garden. Park. Pissy Dog Park.
Which park?
Pissy Dog Park.
Telegraph Hill. Lovely.
Where we used to walk your dog.
Yeah.
Frankie.
Okay. A dog with a very high up penis that could definitely hit the heads of the elderflower.
Yeah, they are high up.
Lovely.
Lipstick penis champagne.
I hate the way their little penises twist out.
Wait, we haven't done Piccalilli
we have
review.
Not done Piccalilli review.
I don't want to taste my own Piccalilli personally.
People do.
I think you've got to try it
surely
once to
know
if,
what it's like.
If you're going to make other people try your Piccalilli, it's good to try it once, just so you know. That way you can feel confident about if you ever expect anyone to try your Piccalilli.
Jessie, have you ever eaten Dave's Piccalilli?
Yeah. I don't believe Dave's ever made Piccalilli.
Oh, maybe you should see a therapist.
Right, do you ever get a little tinge of his Piccalilli around the corners of your mouth?
like a cremant.
Like a cremant.
Cremant. How do we serve a piccolo leaf? We need a small
spoon. No spoon. You just lift the jar to your face and you just tip it over your face and we all lick it off. Or a spoon, I guess, because of COVID, right?
Thank you.
So it's vegetables, which you salt,
yep,
and then you rinse. Mm-hmm. And then you make a briny thing.
Now, are we Maldon sea salt or like a kosher bollocks, salt, table salt or like a table salt? Yeah, okay.
You mix together mustard, turmeric, a couple of types of vinegar, sugar, chili.
Oh, there's a crunch to it.
What is raw?
That is superb.
It's lovely.
That's gorgeous.
And then, so in the veggies is cucumbers, shallots, onions. For some reason, the recipe called for shallots and onions. And cauliflower, but lots of other recipes have like courgettes and things in.
You could be the piccalilli maker to Jessie's milkmonger.
Yeah. We could have a business.
Beautiful. It is time for the Scummy Mummy's confession for Christmas.
Yes. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first because I've got one right at the top of my mind. And sorry, Mum, in advance. So,
part did of you me... stay with your dad?
So, my scummy mummy confession is, like, as a single person and as a responsible COVID-friendly person and a person with sexual needs, I thought, you know, I'm going to get into the, like sex toys. I'm saying this confidently, aren't I, Ellie Gibson?
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Thank you, darling. Anyway, so I'm trying not to, you know, touch other men and contract or spread diseases. So I thought, look, all right, I need to have an orgasm. So I've got a sex toy, and you can use it in the shower. It's shower friendly. And so my children were out.
Is it a toilet duck? The angle's very good for the
G-spot. Anyway, so I had a lovely time in the shower by myself, and I took in a sex toy and I took in some lubricant because I thought, well, why not? Let's have a lovely time. But I was in a rush and I forgot that I left the lube and the sex toy on the side of the bath, and then I went off for 24 hours to go on tour. So, okay. I mean, look, the good thing is my children, they don't use the bath, only when I tell them, so they wouldn't have seen it. But my cleaner came to my house and she's very thorough, and she came to my house, and then I returned back from tour. We'd been away in Cirencester, and I saw all the shampoo bottles like lined up on the side of the bath, and then my vibrator and my lube neatly tucked into the corner of the bath. And
but it was clean though.
It was so fucking clean. Anyway, I texted my wonderful house angel Nicola. I said, "Oh my god, I'm like all in caps. Oh my god, I'm so fucking embarrassed. I'm so fucking embarrassed." And she's like, "Mate, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right." I was like, "I'm so embarrassed." And she's like, "Don't worry. Needs musts. It's okay, babes." And I was like, "So this is a scummy mummy confession to say, had a really nice wank in the shower, and my cleaner knows all about it, and now the whole internet knows about it."
No, yeah, and then you're like, "Oh, yeah, that's really great, but next time, can you not put Viacal on it?" When I had a cleaner, which was for a very short period of time, they were like, "Viacal, this is the stuff."
Yeah.
And it fucking cleans
the lime scale.
Yeah, like unbelievable.
Makes everything shine.
So you buy Viacal, and then you go to clean the taps, and you spray it, and you go, oh my god! And you're like, "This is the stuff.
It's like mustard gas."
Yeah. But you're like, 10 years' time, like, well, everyone who used Viacal. Oh. Yeah, when all my body hair drops off in 10 years, I'll be like, "I'm one of those Viacal guys."
Like, I have no eyebrows, but, you know, trust me on this.
Yeah, but you can imagine my bathroom is very nice.
Anyway, anyone else?
Jesse, do you have a scummy mummy confession for
us? It's kind of a confession stroke parenting tip during lockdown, which was both me and my partner Dave were working kind of really, really long hours during the first lockdown, and there wasn't really any homeschooling whatsoever going on. So Megan's main education was 10 seasons of Friends in the space of 2 weeks. So she now knows an awful lot about, you know, American culture and
now wanking. She knows how to be a woman.
Yeah.
Well,
she's now absolutely obsessed with Friends. So it's now Friends pyjamas. She just received
all that stuff has come out. Like,
Friends busy sweets. as her Christmas present.
Yeah. This is like Cabbage Patch Dolls are coming back and all that sort of, that. Yeah, the second gen. Yeah.
It's weird, isn't
but
it?
But why won't they bring back Sweet Valley High?
Well, Jessie and I have known each other our lives. We were obsessed with the novels. It was Sweet Valley High. So it's about these twins, probably unnecessary. These twins, Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield. Jessica ran out with Bruce Pacman. And do you remember
Bruce Pac-Man?
I don't know where they got into video games.
Because of that Bruce Pac-Man. Oh, I knew it would be a man that got you into it. Oh, you girls. If he jumped off a bridge, would you jump off with him? Go to mind your own love. Get a job one day. Your mother nearly had a job. She did. She won't admit it, but she did nearly have a job. When your brother nearly died, she nearly got a job, but he pulled through, and she didn't have to.
Anyway, Sweet Valley High.
Sweet Valley High.
God bless Sweet Valley High.
Yes.
Sam Pavilon, do you have a Scummy Mummy confession?
Well, so we got, Linda and Clive. My potential future in-laws.
Who Ellie knows. Looking out for Ellie knows old times.
Which has not been mentioned in the podcast. Has it been mentioned in the podcast?
I don't think we mentioned that, but yeah.
So, bizarrely, I start dating Dottie, and then I go and meet Clive and Linda, her parents, for the first time. And so they've seen a little bit of Go 8-Bit, or like had a look on Twitter, or something. They've done some basic research, as parents should.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ellie, we know her. Like, we used to live next door to her. I'm like,
hang on.
This is so weird. Like, really, like, and everything's out of context. You know, when you see someone, like, from the doctors and you see them in the shopping place in Sainsbury's, and they're like, hey, and you're like, who are you? Why are you here? Like that.
Like when you see a teacher in a sex club.
Yeah. I know your face, but why? Yeah, exactly that. And when you bump dancing.
I bumped into an old school friend in a sexual health clinic when we were both getting tested for things.
For syphilis.
Yeah. I was like, hey! Yeah. She got a swab in her vagina and they just went straight for your eye.
Did I tell you once that I once went for a test for AIDS, and when they were testing me, the song on the radio was "I'm horny, 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 horny." I was like, "Can you turn that off now?"
No, but
then as soon as you get the all clear, you're like, "I'm horny."
That's it. There's
unpause.
I did many years ago. I did work in a sexual health clinic, and that was just the track at all times. It's just on repeat.
Oh my God, it's just fucking traumatised people to never have sex again. Good work.
It's like when you came to visit me and Joe in the intensive care baby unit and they were playing, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger."
Like, not the most appropriate thing.
Not today.
No.
Clive and Linda sent, because their family is so Christmassy. Mm. So an Elf on the Shelf arrived. And we read the book and it's so American because it's like, she's going to watch if you do your prayers. And if you don't do this, she'll tell Santa. You're like, oh my God, she's a cunt. Dot read it to the kids and was like, just like, it was like one of the things coming out of the Trump administration. It was so heavily redacted. Like, no. Like, it's basically like, hey, this is your elf. She's a girl and she can tell Santa if you're being good. Like, fine. And so the elf moved around downstairs and I was like, oh, I'm going to put it up in the kids' bedroom. And so I put it on the mantelpiece in the boy's bedroom, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, Emerson, the eldest one, came in and went, "It's in my room." And I tell you what, and he got into bed with us and he went, "I'm not going back in there." And I forgot about it. They went to school and they came back and he was naughty. And I went, "Emerson, you do that again, I'm sorry, you're going to go to your room." And he did it again. So he's, "Go to your room." He went, no. I'm like, "Emerson, it's very simple. Just go to your room." And I grabbed his arm and go to your room. He's like, "No, it's in there." Like, oh, you're fucking terrified of this thing.
Yes.
He's Rex, the youngest, is like, "Oh, where's the elf on the shelf today?" Like, he's so into it. But Emerson the whole time is looking at it like,
his eyes are
cool,
following
it's
me.
Moved. Cool. Cool. It's moved again. Cool.
Like the weeping angels in
Doctor Who. Yeah. I was like, "Daddy, you have to..." I said, "Look, I'm going to have a word with Santa and make sure it can't come into your room." And then every time he's shitty, like, the kids go to bed and I turn to Dot and we both sort of, like, we laugh and we sort of say,
She put it in his bed. Because God damn it, that would scar him.
No, we debate it.
Like, it's so funny. Tucked at the end of his bed, looking at him, or next to him instead of his teddy.
Oh my God.
Oh no, that's so wrong.
I know it would be, but oh my God, if you fuck me off one more time, I'm going
to
do it.
We've never had like a sort of futuristic scummy mummy confession, like something you're going to do to your child. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I like that. That feels very 2020.
It does, doesn't it?
I think as a parent, you have to think through the awful things that you are prepared to do and say to your children. You know, in order to not do them.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
right.
I'm not going to touch that fire. Why? Fire hot. I'm going to burn my hand.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to put the elf in my son's bed. Why? Son sad forever.
I mean, Jessie, as a qualified child practitioner, would you concur?
I can understand why you might want to explore those feelings of resentment towards your child.
Am I going to get to put it in the bed or what?
Jesse, should he go
to
prison?
Don't put it in the bed.
Should he go to prison? Send him to prison. Say he's got to go to prison.
Can I put it under his pillow and tell him that he's disappointed me? And that's why it's there.
No.
Can I tell him that Santa died because he was so bad?
I think that wouldn't necessarily get. Perhaps.
Again, I'm just spitballing. Just it feels like you're judging me.
Out of that, you know, what are you hoping to get from your child's response?
I want him to know that he killed Christmas. Long term, save cash. Short term, embed that feeling.
I wonder where your experience is.
It feels like you're the professional, but you're the one stuttering. I really feel like I'm the one that should be on the back foot
here. Here with this. Yeah.
Listen, we've got to end this because I've got to edit this.
Jesus Christ, I don't even know when you're going to, how many days it'll take you to edit.
Oh, should do some admin or not bother? I feel like not bother.
I know. They know.
Could I?
Yes, you may.
Sorry, I've talked a lot. So last time I was on, I talked about my therapist who gave me like FaceTime therapy for free.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys asked before I came on, you said, Steve, is there anything you want to flog? I said, no, but actually there is. So if anyone in the kind of creative industries, which is very, very, can be very, very shitty and certainly very, very shitty now, is having trouble, they can go to industryminds.co.uk.
It was set up
by a couple of performers who realised there wasn't anything, you know, who were struggling and there wasn't anything for them. Anyway, so it's subsidised and when necessary, free therapy for people within the creative industries. And it was a godsend for me.
Wonderful.
And has, you know, I think God sent for lots of people I know. So,
that is the spirit of Christmas. Aww, thank you. Yeah.
That's a lovely...
So, no, I'm not finished. So if you use Industry Minds, PayPal me £10. because obviously you've saved money because I said subsidised. Is that fair? That's fair though, isn't it?
No, I think that's a good scheme.
I should get something out of it, shouldn't
I? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Jessie, do you want another clap or something?
Yeah.
Sounds like golf.
It does. Thank you, Jessie. Thank you, the NHS.
Yes. Have you got anything you want to plug, Jessie?
Just keep safe.
Yes, stay away from each other,
please. Because, you know, the vaccine is coming and that is going to be absolutely transformational. But in the meantime, It's not a cure. Stay the hell away from other people, please.
But you know what a cure is?
Go on.
The love of God.
Amen, brother. You've been wonderful, Jesse and Sam. Thank you for making Christmas even more Christmassy than it has been before. Also, no, I'm not going to say thanks. I'm going to say a shout out to Steve Hill. He's got a new book.
The Wall of Sport.
Yes, which is excellent
book. Yes. Yeah. And also the cheese people who sent us the cheese, but it didn't arrive in time.
Yeah,
they're called
cheese.
Hello Cheese. Sorry. Goodbye, cheese. But thank you for trying to send us some cheese.
Yeah, that'll arrive in time for Christmas. Anyway.
And thank you to everyone who's listened to the podcast. Mm. And we launched a shop this year. Thank you to everyone who's bought a jumper or a... So, get this. We launched a beach towel.
I think three people have bought them.
That was a mistake.
Three, that's good.
We launched some mugs and then they sold quite well. And then we realised we lost 22 pence on each mug.
I promise I'm going to buy a beach towel. How much are they?
No, don't do it.
I want to buy a beach towel.
Go, do it.
The margin's very low. Just give me £1.80 right now.
I'll post you.
We don't know how to do business, basically.
You guys are doing fantastic.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you guys.
We're doing our best. So proud. And that's all we can do.
You're absolutely killing it.
We have made it over the line.
You have built an incredible thing. No, you have.
Thank you. Almost by accident.
But that's the best way. Yeah. Nothing about you guys is cynical, apart from your shop.
Yeah.
But the good thing about that is that's completely backfired on you.
Yeah.
It's like a succession of Blue Monday CD singles.
Shall we end the podcast, Ellie Gibson?
I think we probably should. Yeah. Look, as we were saying in our show, 2020's been quite shit for, I think, I'm going to say literally everybody.
Yes.
Let's say that.
To various degrees. Yeah.
To various degrees. But 2021 might be better. Nurse Jessie, can you endorse that?
2021 will be better. The vaccine is coming.
Yeah, and I just think it will be slightly less eventful. And that's what I want. I want a slightly calmer 2020.
And my friends are having a baby.
Your friends are having a baby. Yeah. Oh, that's a joy of
Which
joys.
Friend? Helen, of course, the moment you said that, of course, 2021 will be less eventful.
Yeah.
You essentially summoned the Kraken.
Because lest we forgot to mention this.
Oh my god, yes.
Steph Don't Buy Flowers pointed out to us that I said, probably just over a year ago on a podcast with her, she was like, what do you want for 2020? And I was like, I really love being on tour and I love, you know, going out, but I'd like to slow down this year and spend more time at home.
You witch!
Gibson!
I apologise, Courtney.
Okay, goodbye everyone.
Tell them about the German.
Oh my god, okay. So I was sexting a quite hot young German and it was all going really well. He's like, oh, I like an older woman, I like an older woman with big boobs. And I was like, yeah, I'm all for that. I like a hot man, you know, who's young and feisty. All going really well. So we had a couple of nights of sexting.
This sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. And then he said, oh, let's do phone sex. And I was like, yeah, really into that. And it was all going really well. And then he started, it was like going, oh yeah. And then he's like, oh mummy. I was like,
oh,
no!
Shit!
No.
Was he not getting another call? Was that not the reason?
Oh my god. And I was like, no. Fuck. And as soon I was like, no, I don't like that. I'm not into that. No.
Oh my god. But fair play to the guy, be like, do you know what? I'm gonna chuck the mum stuff out now. What? Wait until you're married? No, fuck it. I'm going to do it now. If you're not cool with me wanting you to be my mum, then you can't have me at my best. If you can't spank me wearing an adult fucking nappy because I shit myself and masturbate.
That's what I mean, the first time for the straight thing, you just pull that out. Yes. Oh no!
I mean,
like, you might think the worst thing you're gonna hear is how do you feel about anal? But yeah. This guy's like, how do you feel about me like trying to drink milk from you?
And
then me and Jesse over at the yogurt buffet restaurant are like, come to our place. We've got everything you need: vinegary stuff, milky stuff. We'll be your mummy.
Oh god!
And then he looks in the camera and goes, oh my god.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.